Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be journeying through the Gospel of Luke as we go back to the basic. So oftentimes, we make Christianity into so many things that it's not. Let's focus in on the one thing that it is, the basic thing, a relational journey with Jesus.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast. Happy Friday morning. It is so good to be with all of you this morning. It really, really is. I'm excited to start a conversation with Jesus together and then enjoy that conversation with Him throughout the day. I'm especially excited because we're in Luke chapter 15, which I'll talk more about in just a moment. But real quick, we will not release a daily podcast tomorrow, Saturday, or Sunday. So tomorrow, Saturday, just get up and enjoy Jesus. Pick any passage, maybe reread Luke chapter 15 because it's so rich and so unbelievable. But tomorrow morning, just enjoy Jesus. And then on Sunday, of course, tune in, inlandvineyard.org, and we will continue our conversation back to the basic because we're getting back to Jesus. Friends that are friends of Jesus. And maybe we've been pulled off track a little bit and made Christianity into something that it's not. And God is calling us back to what it is, enjoying friendship with Jesus. And the key word this morning, celebrating the kingdom of God with Jesus every moment and every day. And yes, you guessed it. The title of the podcast this morning is Celebrate. Celebrate good times, come on. But just celebrate will do. Because many scholars say that Luke chapter 15, and you can turn there, is the climax, the apex, the high point, the high watermark of the entire Gospel of Luke, that the narrative is rushing toward chapter 15, the parable of the prodigal son, and everything afterwards is flowing from it. It's specifically Lucan. In other words, Matthew, John, Mark don't give us this story. Luke does. And what is often not noticed, which we will notice, is that Jesus is saying the kingdom of God is about celebration. And that is a note that Luke strikes that is not often talked about. The kingdom of God is about celebration. And the question I've been thinking about, wrestling with, I'd love to ask you just briefly before we hit some of the high points of this story is, are you celebrating the feast of the kingdom of God with Jesus? Are you celebrating the reality of the kingdom of God? Celebrating that Jesus brought something that's here, that's continuing, and that is only going to get better in the kingdom come? Are you celebrating the feast of the kingdom of God in this moment? Celebration. Does joy and celebration mark your journey with Jesus? And although that is not always what is talked about when this story is told, it is the essence and the foundation and the backdrop of this story the entire time, the parable of the prodigal son. So, celebration, are you celebrating the feast of the kingdom of God, experiencing the joy and the rush and the celebration of what it means to say the kingdom of God has arrived? Now, this story is long, and I'm not going to read all of it. I'm going to hit some high points as we talk about what it seems like Luke is doing. And then we're going to launch into a time of celebration, a day of celebration, because again, that is what this story is about, an invitation into celebration. Now, I love how Luke starts the story. Go to Luke chapter 15, verse 1. Now, the tax collectors and sinners were all gathered around to hear Jesus. Now, that's extraordinary, because normally tax collectors and sinners were not gathered around rabbis. But, and I heard someone say it this way, I like it, the people that were not like Jesus liked Jesus because they perceived that He liked them. And He was actually inviting them and celebrating table fellowship with them. He was experiencing the feast of the kingdom of God with them. And they were shocked that they were experiencing and being brought into this celebration by this rabbi Nazarene named Jesus. So they were always gathering. Those that were not like Jesus liked Jesus. And that's how Luke opens up this parable. And then, of course, he tells this incredible story about two sons. And, you know, the younger son asks the father for his inheritance. And, of course, in that culture, that's like saying, "Dad, I wish you were dead so that I could have my cut of the money right now." And the father is not only a celebrator, but he's lavishly and unbelievably generous. Another good question is, do we see the father as lavishly and unbelievably generous? The father gives his cut of the money to the younger son, and the son goes off into the far country and squanders his wealth on wild living and prostitutes and ends up feeding pigs in Gentile territory. And then I love in verse 17, it says, when he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare?" Again, the servants are celebrated. His father's servants are taken care of. His father's generous to the servants. And here I am starving to death. And the son decides to go back. And while the son is walking back home, he's rehearsing his speech. "I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Just make me a hired hand and let me stay in your household." He's rehearsing this speech on his way home, and he doesn't think he's ever worthy to be celebrated ever again. And that's the crux and the intrigue of this incredible story. And then it says, verse 20, "But while the son was still a long way off, the father saw him." That is so incredible, which means the father was looking every day for my son to return so that he could enter back into the celebration of the father's house, enter back into the father's generosity. And then the father breaks into a run. And fathers in the first century culture did not run. Sons maybe ran to their father. Servants ran to their masters. But fathers did not run to sons. Yet this father breaks into a run and he kisses his son. And then the son begins to rehearse his speech. And this is unbelievable. Verse 21, the son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." And notice the rehearsed speech is not finished. And the father just stops his son right there. And in verse 22, the father says, "Oh, quick, bring the best robe, put it on him, put the ring on his finger, the sandals on his feet, kill the fattened calf. We're going to celebrate for this son of mine that was dead is now alive. He's lost and now he's found, and we must celebrate." Now, again, this isn't often seen. It's often talked about as a parable of forgiveness, and it is, but the backdrop, the whole entire time, is what is the son being welcomed back into? What's the result of forgiveness? Yeah, generosity, celebration, partying, and dancing. That is how Jesus talks about the kingdom of God. That is how Jesus talks about friendship with God. That is how Jesus talks about what will become known as the Christian life, celebrating the moment, celebrating the season with God, partying, dancing, and experiencing the lavish generosity of the Father. So lavish, by the way, that as the parable continues, the older son, who is working his fingers to the bone in the field and has been slaving away for the Father, he is irritated. At what? At the celebration, at the lavish generosity, at the party that is being thrown for his younger son. And I love this about the dad. The dad runs out to the older brother too. The dad runs out to the older brother and says, "Son, come in to the celebration. I don't want you to miss it. Your younger son was dead and now he's alive. He was lost and now he's found. And we're going to keep partying. We're going to keep dancing. I'm going to keep being generous. I'm going to kill more fattened calves. We're going to party because your brother is now home and alive." And he begs his older son to enter into the party. Verse 32 at the end, we have to celebrate and we have to be glad. Now, again, I try to do these podcasts in 8 or 10 minutes. I'm probably already over. But this story is at the heart of the gospel, at the heart of this living biography that Luke wrote. It is a story of celebration, of generosity. It is bringing us into re-seeing God, re-imagining his heart. And it's a call that we might enter into right now, the party, the joy, the laughter, the dancing, the celebration of the Feast of the Kingdom in this moment and throughout the day and throughout our lifetime and throughout eternity. So here's the commission of this story. Well, first the question, are you experiencing the joy, the party, the feast, and the celebration of the kingdom? And here's the commission, that we would be invited into the richness of celebrating the Feast of the Kingdom of God, that we would be invited into unbelievable joy, lavish generosity, and a father who likes to party. So let's spend a little bit of time with that father this morning. Let's spend a little bit of time talking with Jesus, and let's just allow God to fill us with his joy. Whatever we're feeling, maybe we're hurting, confused, there's all kinds of things going on in our life right now, but let's allow the Spirit of God to just fill us with joy. And let's ask God to just give us the joy and celebration of the kingdom throughout the day as we spend the day with a father who is partying and wants to party with us. We'll talk on Monday.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.